shit leg.
I'm not gonna die on this hill, or maybe I will. Summer's over, it's sad, but I'm still been in bed. Can't keep calling it grief, or hoping it's brief when you live in the world. But I live underneath, who will water the plants? Are they just gonna be another thing that dies from spinning time around me? I got heartbreak for jet lag, and you got free. I got heartbreak for jet lag, and you got free. I got heartbreak for jet lag, and you got free. I got heartbreak for jet lag. And you got free. You won't miss me, you said, as you lay on my bed. And I haven't been back, cause I'm scared I might crack. I'm a million girls and a few want to kill, but the others are sweet, so I'll probably be still. You said you're not feeling me. Who gave you the nerve? Said you're not feeling free. Like I'm caging a bird. I got heartbreak for jet lag, and you got free. I got heartbreak for jet lag, and you got free. I got heartbreak for jet lag, and you got free. I got heartbreak for jet lag, and you got free. Could it be you forgot me holding you when you cried, or driving you to the nurse when your body was fried? I was a healer for you if anything went wrong, but you're not broken now, so you wanna move on. I got heartbreak for jet lag, and you
got
free.
I got heartbreak for jet
lag, and you
got free.
Climbing heavenly solar times, that's what we need, and staying sober, or at least sober now. Please take care of yourself. I love you. I'll see you soon.
Heartbreak for Jet Lag by Vera Allen from the EP of the same name, which is out this morning. Kia ora, Vera. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good.
Fine. Morning. I was going to say evening.
Well, it's also not very fine up here. It's kind of grey, so we'll take anything at this point. Fine evening indeed. Vera, last time we spoke to you, you just bloody won the Tate Prize a couple of weeks ago. You're still riding that high at the moment? How does that feel, given that time to sink in?
I mean, obviously just like, yeah, massive privilege, I think. I do still get the occasional sort of like customer coming into Fly Nun being like, oh, congratulations on the date, by the way. And they're always like either like middle-aged men or like teenage boys. Like it's
Hell
always
yeah.
like these really kind of like, yeah. So that's fun.
it's got you cut through with a new audience. That's cool to see. I feel like this is a nice time to be talking to you because, I mean, obviously we're massive fans of your Tate Prize winning album, but we've been big Vera Allen fans since the crazy demo days that you were uploading with rapidity to Bandcamp. And this EP feels like it's kind of harking back to that energy a little bit. What was the kind of reasoning for this release? Because it feels like a bunch of thoughts you needed to get out or something.
Well, you're very accurate with that. Well, there's sort of two things. I guess on the one hand, I had a few demos that I'd written over the last year that were sort of boiling in the background. And when I went to go put my kind of next album that I'm working on currently with Ben together, I was just like, I don't know where this sits. Like, I don't know how to produce this. I don't want really to, like, put much more thought into these songs. Like, I just want them to be how they were. And I was kind of a bit like, I don't want to have to, like, every time I put out a release now, like, have it be this really extensive process where I'm, like, in the studio for ages and then got to wait ages for vinyl. And, like, I just want to, that's part of who I am as an artist, but it's not everything. And also I was like, oh yeah, like people who would have just started listening to me in the last couple of records might not know about this like whole other kind of facet, which is like probably the most important facet of my artistry, which is basically just being an emotional wreck and recording into my laptop.
So as all good art starts off, it's either a voice note or a weird journal entry or something like that, or hunched over your laptop singing into a, you know, headphone speaker or something.
Exactly.
I feel like it's we're sort of jokingly talking about it like it's some scruffy little thing you've thrown together, but it's bloody gorgeous, Vera. It's just super tonally lovely. It's got a real pathos to it, which I think people have come to really appreciate about your writing. What is the kind of circle around this? Is there a circle around it? Is there something that you've kind of found it's anchored in? What's the cover?
Yeah, it's anchored in heartbreak. It's fully anchored in heartbreak. Like, I think, but you know, some of that came from depression, and some of that came from just feeling really low about myself, but then you know, I also had a breakup and things as well, so it was sort of, it's sort of a bunch of things, but that was the kind of connecting theme. I was like, oh, every song's just got a little taste of heartbreak. So I was actually going to call the EP Sad Chocolate initially, and
that's a good name.
And
then
I played it, thank you, I played it to my brother, and he was like, nah, like, he was like, I feel like you're kind of undermining it, like you're trying to make it seem like a bunch of songs together that don't connect or something. But they do, and like, you should call it this. And I was like, oh yeah, okay, thanks bro,
that's good advice. And also very very like lovely, astute kind of observation about this as well, because it is a perfect little EP, and Heartbreak for Jetlag does make it feel very, there's something about it that feels very I hate to use the most overused art word ever, but liminal, Vera. There is a kind of like in between feeling about some of these songs that feels it's quite I think it is, if people who've gone through a big heartbreak or something, it's a weird space you do sit in, you know? And I wondered what it was like for you kind of processing it in this EP space once you'd kind of got those quick rough ideas out onto the laptop. What was the processing like for you?
I mean, it literally was just how I handled it. Like, it was literally the way that I kind of processed it. Like, you know, I would like work or whatever, and then I would just come home and just like literally just be crying, and then just like it would just come out, and it was just like literally fully just therapy, and really like amazing how much, and even just like the process of now of like releasing it and letting it go, that is like bringing up a whole other thing too, and it's just like, it's beautiful. I mean, music is beautiful like that.
It really is. And you've got a few good friends who've, you know, this is quite a solo personal project obviously, but you have a few good friends who you've drawn on. Ollie Devlin is featured on one of the tracks. Tell us a wee bit about collaborating with Ollie. He's also someone who knows how to really write about heartbreak in a very very good way.
That was so special. So basically, I'd written this song last year, and I knew I wanted it to be a duet, and I always wanted to work with him in that capacity because I'm just a huge fan of his songwriting. And so we kind of had talked about it like really vaguely, like I'd sent him the demo, and then it was like something like 6 months later he sent the demo back, and it was like we were driving in the tour bus back from Auckland, and he sent me the demo and of like his verse, and I just put it in my ears, and I was just like just was a mess, and I was like, oh, he got it, he nailed it. And he was like so sweet, and he's like, oh, I don't want to like trample on your song, and I'm like, no, you've like got the assignment like perfectly. And then it took another like 3 months until one day there was some torrential rain, and he came over to my house, and we just literally demoed it in Moby Dream in like in an evening.
That feels like the perfect weather for the vibe. The universe was like, you need some big rain for this song. You need some big rain for the context of this EP.
Absolutely. And I've still got his raincoat that he needs to come pick up.
Ollie, if you're listening, pop round to Vera's. She's waiting for you to collect your raincoat. Vera, it is a beautiful EP. We are going to listen to the track with Ollie on it. Danger Eye or Danger One? Is that...
Yeah. Danger Eye.
Danger Eye. It's really beautiful. I recommend people check it out right now. Bandcamp, is that the best place to get it? Or what's the deal?
Yeah, so we got Bandcamp, we got Spotify, we got iTunes, we got whatever the other streaming platforms are. I keep muting myself. And then I put out a video as well for Heartbreak Jet Lag today that my friends Bella and Lockie shot and that I edited, which was fun.
Oh, nice. You have a really good community around your music, Vera, and I'm really pleased that this is out there. And I'm also pleased that you could do it, you could release it and then now, you know, park it for yourself and work on other ideas too. That must be a satisfying feeling in its own way.
It is. It's good. Now I can get back into the next album.
Awesome. Hey, Vera, always a pleasure to chat with you. And congrats on this beautiful EP, Heartbreak for Jet Lag. This is Danger Eye featuring Ollie Devlin. Have a great morning.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Just let my side, need your hands tight, squeezing my feeling from mine. You see me in the bar, see me talking hard, see me in the dark, not as I am with my palms up in the middle of the cold. I struck a light, I'm saying everything. There's nothing major, I'm in danger, I'm in danger, I'm in danger, I'm in danger, I'm in danger.
Vera Allen featuring Ollie Devlin, that's Danger Eye, a beautiful new track from Heartbreak for Jetlag, which is a lovely EP out today, really magic, sad, gorgeous album, which you can grab on Bandcamp, on streaming services, in all the usual places. Nice release from Vera, kind of a palate cleanser before she gets back in the studio and records her next big studio album, hot on the heels of her Tate Prize win 2024. You're on the BFM Breakfast Show.